You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number three of Mino and the Mayor, and a good-looking Monday morning. That forecast calling for a high of 65 degrees today. 37 out there right now in Green Bay, Appleton, and Oshkosh up to 40. Time to be moving on with the Melcors. Ben and Deanna Melcor in the house. How you guys doing?
Good, we're
doing
well.
Good.
Yeah.
So now that the weather is nice, you're back here instead of being in Florida and stuff like that.
Well,
front runners.
We actually are leaving for Florida today.
Oh, are you?
Yes. Yeah, it's our 30th anniversary tomorrow.
No kidding.
Nice.
Yeah.
It is.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Congrats.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, wow. And we've got...
Okay, I'm glad you didn't say anything stupid like best 20 years of my life. You know, I'm glad, yeah. The guys who throw something dumb in like that. But you're much classier than that.
He just laughs.
Yes, I just smile.
Seen that. That's right.
Yes.
I gave her 20 of the best years of my life.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I've been married for 30.
Yeah.
Henny Youngman.
We were talking about Henny Youngman. Anyway, you're celebrating... Why Florida? Of course, you guys like Florida.
Yeah, we like Florida. Yep. And actually, our son and his girlfriend are coming from Portland.
Yeah.
So
cool.
We get nice. To see them. Yep. So. So we've got a family wedding to go to down there.
We do.
So it's going to be a fun time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good for you. Well, congratulations.
I don't like. You know what I don't like? Because I got a birthday coming up. Okay.
Do tell.
I don't like.
When's your birthday?
St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't like
so
the
call
fact.
Them early.
I don't like the fact that it's like. I still feel like a week ago, your son's girlfriend was in kindergarten class with my son.
I know.
In kindergarten.
Yeah. Isn't
now
it crazy?
You know, what happened?
It's nuts.
I know.
I mean, even like, who was it? Heidi here, when I asked her how old she think I was, she's like 46. Maybe.
Yeah.
She thought I was 46. And, you know,
she said 70. No, 65.
65.
Yeah. I think she sure as hell wasn't 46.
Well, we all hear what we want to hear.
Right, right. Isn't that true?
Selective
hearing.
It is Monday morning.
Right.
Yep.
All I'm saying is, I don't feel that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, actually, the guy that I was telling you guys about up in the UP, my hometown, got 24 inches of snow.
I heard that.
With
that
50 to 60 mile an hour winds. It was the highest, whatever. And there's this 80, I was telling them, it's on the show, there's this 85-year-old guy out there with the big old scoops. I don't know if they have those too much in Wisconsin.
The biggest,
slide them?
Yeah. And he's talking, like, I'm 85. I don't like it when it gets over 60. I can handle this.
Oh, my goodness.
He's in the right place.
And he goes, I don't feel 85. I don't even feel 50.
Oh, my goodness.
God.
And the thing is, it's kind of true when you think, but what puts it in perspective is when you mentioned Morgan, this beautifully cute little girl in the first grade or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, that's when you realize, man, has time passed.
I know. She's still beautiful and cute, but she's 27.
Unbelievable.
No,
but
it's so crazy.
Take that guy he's talking about, you know, and I was saying, you know, God bless him, but ignorance is a little bliss. He's probably lived up there. Maybe hasn't.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There's an answer to this. The guy probably hasn't had a mortgage in 40 years,
Probably
set a couple hundred grand in a bank and go to Florida, but they don't do that.
No,
it's too hard for them.
Right.
Our son is a little bit that way.
Really?
Yeah. He would prefer someplace that is like a high of 60 at any point.
Well, Portland's kind of, or does it get pretty hot in Portland?
It's pretty temperate.
Yeah. Okay. Except when we moved out there. When we moved him out there, it was like 100 degrees.
I thought maybe that's what I'm thinking of when you guys were there.
It was
really
brutal.
Hot.
Yeah. It was really hot.
Well, what's going on in the world of real estate? Because this is heading into that time of year.
Things are picking up.
Yeah, it's already started. I mean, things are really starting to see the market pick up. I think, you know, we kind of mentioned interest rates before we got going here this morning. But I think people are, I mean, there's little fluctuations here and there. It's nice to see them in the mid sixes. But I think people have come to terms with the fact that this is the interest rate. It's going to be close to this for a while. We might as well start shopping because we are seeing just an influx of buyers out there.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
You know, and they should be looking for particular things when they go and they start looking at houses, especially if they haven't bought a home before or perhaps they're not handy. They should lean into their realtor a little bit to help point out those things that are just
like the red flags.
Your red flags. Yeah. Not so hot. Yeah.
I think it's great that the country's got a ways to go, but our federal government's pretty well settled. It's going to be, there's just not all this angst anymore. I mean, it is, like you just said, it is what it is.
Yep.
So, and I want to buy a house. I've been thinking about it for a year and a half now. Yeah, I'm going to do it now. It's spring. There's more product coming on the market.
Yeah.
Which
yeah,
is awesome.
It is. It is really good. I will say, you know, in certain price points, we're getting back. Not that we ever really went away from it, but we're really getting back into those multiple offers, you know, over
asking. That was going to be my next question.
Yeah. So if you are shopping, and I'm going to say first-time home buyer market and a little bit above, you know, in our area, if you're shopping anything for sure under $400,000, You need to shop a little bit below your budget because you are going to end up offering a little bit more, you know, for it to get it.
And you don't want to put them into something that they're married to your house.
Yeah.
Florida's over. Ski trips are over. I mean, your house is 30%, 31-32% of your income about?
Maybe less. Should be.
Yeah.
But you get higher than that. It's like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
One thing I noticed.
You don't want to be house
lower.
Poor.
I like just doing like, you know, the Zillow.com type things or whatever.
Sure.
Correct me if I'm wrong here. Are the fixer-uppers going at such a high price that fixer-uppers are saying, maybe it's not worth it. I won't get back what I put in or whatever. Is that happening? Because I'm just surprised that some fixer-uppers that a couple of years ago seems like they would have been grabbed real quick. I mean, I've been to a couple of those sheriff sales, and it's crazy it used to be, like standing room only. Is that happening now, or are they still in the game?
You know, they're still in the game as long as it's priced appropriately.
Yeah, right.
You know, if somebody's going to the open market and it is a fixer upper and needs some love, you know, the price has to reflect that.
You know, but if anything, it's weeded out some of those buyers.
Yeah.
It really gets it down to those investment buyers, and not only kind of above and beyond that, the investment buyers that know what they're doing.
Yeah, they're savvy.
They've got a system. They've got their people. They can look at it and know exactly what it's going to cost them to get it back up on the market. And a home is a great investment as long as you can do it, you know, correctly.
Absolutely.
But I think some of those fixer-uppers that's not bad. You know, there's TLC, to know and care, but there's also Foundations.
Yep.
That's where you really got to be careful because
you do
that stuff. Or
not even a question.
That may set you back. A lot of money for a long time.
Yeah. Spend a lot of time down.
Exactly.
You know, if you're a buyer, spend a lot of time down in the basement with your realtor, because honestly, that's where the majority of those big ticket items are.
Right.
You know, your basement, your furnace, your water heater.
Your roof.
Your roof upstairs.
Which is sometimes hard to see in this season with the snow.
Yeah.
So you have to be careful. But it's amazing to us how many times we show a house and maybe they've got, they just remodeled the kitchen and it's gorgeous. And then you go downstairs and it's evident that there's really some foundation issues. How they're like, oh, we can, you know, it's just cracks. We can fix those. And it's like, this could potentially be a huge.
Or if they're bowed a little bit.
Yeah.
How much those get cut.
Yes.
Like 20 grand to get for that.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's not to say that you can't go after that house, but make sure that you protect yourself and have the right inspections.
Well, not only that, but there's certain parts of town around the river where that clay, they say, just cause problems, right?
Yeah. Over by Lambeau, too. Over by Lambeau, for whatever reason, the soil over there, the basements are kind of janky over by Lambeau.
And some settling on some of it.
Yeah, some settling.
And I remember showing a young girl, like first-time homebuyer thing in Oshkosh, I think it was, and her dad came, which normally is like, oh.
When the dad shows up?
The dad showed up.
Oh.
But he told her, he says, you're not buying this house.
Yeah. Right.
So, Dad, I got so-and-so, it's got hardwood. He goes,
I know.
This foundation, you're not buying this house. Can't we just get that fixed? He goes, sweetie, honey.
Yeah,
I know.
Move on.
There's one thing in the world
right.
you don't argue with your dad about. A bad foundation.
Well, yeah.
Call me dad or call me down payment. You're not buying this house.
You are 1,000% correct.
Yes.
1,000% correct.
Yep.
He would not allow her. other reasons. Bad foundation.
It when parents come when they agree with us.
Yeah.
Because that's our point, too. When you go into some of those, you know, when you see some of those red flags, it's sometimes hard to get them focused from the thing, you know, focused on something else other than what they love about the house.
You know what was the best I ever dealt with, though, was this buyer's agent. I was listing. Buyer's agent had serious problems with the foundation work. it pulled away. What happened was the neighbor for like 60 years, his downspouts were going right into the neighbors.
He planned that perfectly.
No. Oh my gosh. And I'm like, didn't you? Well, they're really nice people. We didn't think that would.
Yeah.
Well, they were that nice. Why didn't they, you know, why didn't they do something about it?
Yeah.
But the cool part is the buyer's agent, her dad was a big time fixer upper.
Sure.
So she's like, oh, my dad will just fix that. That's when it's nice. Yeah. That kind of, you know, or she'll do it for the daughter and a lot cheaper than somebody else would.
Yeah.
All right. So we're with Ben and Deanna Melchor with the collective. You also get into Door County, which we do. Who in Green Bay doesn't love Door County?
Who doesn't love Door County?
Yeah.
Anybody.
Yeah.
Right?
How are things up there?
Things are starting to pick up. I had it open.
Did you sell the Swedish barn?
Almost. Oh. Closes this week.
Really? It closes this week? Yeah.
I don't have time?
Dang. No.
No time.
Damn it.
You missed it.
Todd, I told you I want to play. Right. Damn it, Todd.
You wanted that $2 million raise. What happened?
Yeah. I think it would have been perfect when we were in Alaska with the family. We stayed at this, it was like this yurt village, it was called.
Yurt.
And I thought that would be perfect up there. If
What's
only
a yurt village?
It's like glamping, you know, where you've got,
What's
you know.
What's glamping?
It's like those, you know,
the
like Mongolian tundra, you know, those round.
What's Mongolian?
We're
in a spiral here.
Wow.
I think we want to go back to our Wednesdays.
Translate this for us.
Is there a chalkboard?
That's right. Or a dictionary.
Wow.
Okay. But what? It's more than just a residence. Tell us about that.
The yurt?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? They were super cool. It was really just your bedroom, you know, at least the ones that we stayed in. But the kids had, there was a two-story one with bunk beds.
Okay.
It was so cool. And then it's kind of like a campground. You know, you have your communal kitchen and, you know, bathrooms and things like that. But yeah, super.
Yeah. This is kind of like what we thought about building
electricity,
in the UP.
Heat. Except beautiful.
Weed.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's legal up there, Jim.
That was our basis.
We don't need to grow it.
Yeah. How did you get that from my yurt village?
The communal living. They're all part of the garden.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what we're gonna do. That was gonna be the centerpiece, and then we're gonna have these yurt village around it.
Big gardens.
No cars. Yep. It's good. Golf carts only.
Sure. Wow. ATVs. Little ATVs.
There'll be a place to put your cars off site. We don't want to clutter it up. We don't want junk on our which is we're gonna have this central garden. You can grow some vegetables, but the core is weed.
You guys have put a lot of thought into this.
Good work, guys. Good work.
And you can be our realtors. We're gonna go with the best.
The only thing we're gonna do that would go against the grain to make sure people know they're still in the UP, we will have one car up on blocks in our driveway. Quick break with the Melchors back after this.
Father wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. My name is the mayor here. Good looking Monday. 37 in Green Bay, 37 in Appleton, 40 in Oshkosh. High today of 65 degrees. We're with Ben and Deanna Melchor, the collective, moving with the Melchor as well. Tell us a little bit more about what you're sensing heading into this prime wheeling and dealing part of the season in the world of real estate.
Yeah. Things are going to pick up substantially. Yeah. I mean, I'd say probably over the course of the last 2 weeks, we've probably seen about a 50%.
Wow.
Increase in activity,
yeah.
Just people calling, people reaching out, people thinking about selling, people thinking about buying, you know, interest rates. We were talking a little bit about that. You know, I had seen 6.5% the other day. You said you had spoken to somebody at
6.33.
Okay. Yeah. So those are all positive signs.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Moving in a great direction.
Yeah.
Tell me more about the collective. I know we talked a little bit about, I know you've got your own place, and I don't know if it's a different vision statement, but tell me about the collective.
Sure. Yeah. We are on Main Street. We're actually going to have a grand opening on April 10th. So,
oh,
all
right.
Of course, you guys will all get invites, and anybody stop
keep
by.
Keep your eye on your mailbox.
Absolutely.
Just don't send an email. That we don't read.
Okay, good to know.
Do we have a mailbox? I don't know if we have a mailbox.
We'll hand deliver
them. Todd, do we have a mailbox?
We'll hand deliver them.
We do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Todd.
Yeah. Todd has that responsibility.
All right.
Yes. Yeah. But yeah, it's really just a place that we're all independent agents. We've got myself, Ben, we've got one other agent, and then a licensed assistant right now, a showing assistant. But really what it is it's a place for agents to really work together, to work in a very collaborative way, to all help each other's businesses going forward. So it's not a team, it's individual agents, and it's backed by Berkshire Hathaway. So it has this really boutique feel to it, but yet you're backed by one of the biggest names in real estate.
Yeah, quick thing here from our Tammy. Is this Tammy, our Tammy?
Yeah, it is.
All right, Tammy says, happy anniversary to you guys. Have a great trip.
Oh, well, thank you, Tammy.
Thank you, Tammy.
All right. This is, I think, people who are buying a home.
Yeah.
Biggest investment they're going to make in their life, maybe.
Definitely.
And they need that boutique feel. I mean, they deserve that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think you get to these bigger places and they hand you off from one to another. They may not like that. So I think that's great that you're doing this.
Well, and for us, it's really nice because you brought up Door County before. You know, Ben does. I mean, his family is, you know, from Southern Door. We spend a lot of our summers up there. So his probably half of his business is in Door County. And we're now backed by Berkshire Hathaway out of Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. So for Door County, it just makes sense. We've just totally expanded, you know, our kind of natural organic reach, you know, in because a lot of our buyers and buyers and sellers in Door County come from Milwaukee and the surrounding areas in Chicago.
So. Okay, I got to ask you, because I told you that story that lady called me. She wanted to buy a house $2 million cash in Door County.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find anything under like 2.5 or whatever. You know what I mean? I mean,
it
shocked her. If you get that, if you get people like that, where do you, because I tried pushing her towards like Two Rivers-ish, you know, and so I said, hey, go to a place called Neshoro Beach next time you come up.
Yeah.
You're thinking
you can buy five.
You can buy five.
It's really gone up. It's,
that's gone up. Yeah, it is. But I think people, where would you, if somebody says, I got to have water, where would you try to push them towards?
Well, if they're over 55, I'd say they should come to our new condos that are going to be launching here in the next week or so. But
I think if somebody's on a budget and they want waterfront.
Right.
You know.
But their budgets could be a little different than most people's budgets.
Yeah. You know I mean? But I do. I think there's two places, and you had kind of mentioned Kewaunee.
Yes.
I'll throw Algoma into the mix as
Algoma,
well.
Absolutely.
You know, those are two places where you can get some amazing lakefront property for a song when you think about it.
Is your brother still a priest there?
Huh?
Is your brother still a priest there?
No. Sturgeon Bay.
Well, and if you go up the west side of the bay as well, you know, all the way up to Marin, it's gorgeous. I mean, you know, granted, you're going to see the sunrise instead of the sunset, you know, over the water, but it's beautiful, and you can get a lot for your money up there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, those are the areas you would recommend if somebody said, like a Chicago person that's like,
Okay. Most people are dead set on Door County, though.
Yeah.
I know.
Money's no object.
But it was just, it was a point. I couldn't find anything to send them anymore.
Sure. And the market is so tight up there. If you want waterfront, especially on the bayside, because I've been looking for a while for some buyers, as long as it's priced well, it goes fast. Because only one or two hit probably every couple weeks.
Gotta
it's crazy.
Text you for you. Any tips for buying land in bulk?
Ooh.
Jacob.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, do your research. I mean, there's a lot of variables there when you're talking land. I mean, is there wetland on the property? Are there environmentally sensitive areas? You know, is it buildable?
Check the zoning.
Easements. Knowing the cost of dividing it out, you know, you really need to talk to a developer.
And can you divide it out as well?
Yeah, right.
Sometimes people buy land. It's like, you're not doing that. It's like, we're agriculture. It's zoned rural.
I had some property. I didn't have it. I was the agent for property outside of Kewaunee. And when they looked at with fine-tooth comb and how you can look at this stuff with satellites these days, and there's like 20 feet of the guy, he had just assumed 20 feet of his land was his, and turns out it wasn't there.
Yep. Sure.
Yeah.
And he'd been doing it for years and years and years and years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's some sticky things that can happen just dealing with land, isn't there?
It is. Yeah. Yeah, there is. But, you know, we do have great developers in this area. So, and a lot of them are willing to kind of share their expertise. So, if you kind of go on, you know, like the GIS map and you look at some of these, you know, areas that are being developed or look like.
That was
like,
a term I couldn't think of.
What?
For the GIS.
GIS. That's right. I said satellite to make myself sound smarter.
Yeah. You can really see. You can usually see who the developer is and reaching out to them and asking them some questions. There's some great developers in this area.
All right. And when you were talking earlier about, you know, if you want to be on the water on a budget, buy a boat.
That's true.
That's
a rowboat.
That's true.
I just think it is tough, you know, you can look, but you know, sometimes it's not there. You got to be off the water and you can walk down there or whatever you want to do. Yep. But it's gotten a little bit crazy, but
tell us again where you are.
We're right on Main Street. So in the Old Town Crossing, our address is 1238 and our suite number is 21. So we're on the second floor. You can get to us from the front side of the building or the back off the parking lot.
If somebody's looking, they want to get a good buyer, you guys tell me how you do it. How do they do it? Give you guys a call.
Good realtor.
Good
realtor.
I'm not buying anything right now. You know what? Call or text Ben at 920-495-7653.
That's it.
And we'd love to help you.
Yeah. Outstanding.
This is great. And you know the market, and you are such nice people. So,
thank you.
It's great. We gotta do
grand that. Opening April 10th.
April 10th. We expect to see the three of you here.
We'll be there. Ben and Deanna Malachor, the collective, Moving with the Malachors on Main Street. We're going to be back after this.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks to Ben and Deanna Malachor, the collective. Moving with the Malachors, located on Main Street in Green Bay. Also great having Allison Hawkers and Bex here for Pi Day 5K. Man, I hope that forecast does turn out better than what it looks like for Saturday for the run, huh? 600 people, is that right? 600.
I just went to her and I said, remember I said to her, oh, you get 200? Because, I mean, there wasn't 100 people there when that thing started. It's just great how that has grown.
600?
That's going to be fun. You know what? I don't know. Rain?
I know. But as long as it's not too cold and windy up. Because I will say this. It's kind of interesting, or not interesting, amazing, because, you know, now that I stay down here during the week, when I go for my walks along that river, it's crazy how the temperature there. How much? I bet it's 10 to 15 degrees some days from like right outside here versus on that trail.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the only thing. If that wind's coming off that water, it's surprisingly cold.
Well, it's not going to happen. It's going to be great.
Okay. Well, thank you.
I'm trying to get people to sign up. We still need 17 people.
Oh, yeah. Right, we need 17 more people to sign up. We're going to try to get to 600.
Right. We want to get to 600 and help Allison out with that whole thing. So,
okay.
No, that's a cool thing going on.
All right. We're waiting for our man, Chris, from OB Brow House.
Part of our... Mino and the Mayor's top.
That's a very good looking ride. He's
craft pick.
It's a nice car. All right. Talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick. We got another contestant, another entry that was going to be joining us.
You know, it's funny.
Right now.
Is that his car?
I think so.
Okay, because some people just walked by. They just got coffee next door and they stopped and looked at it.
Oh,
so that's pretty nice.
That is him?
All right.
Okay.
So what's. We're in the wrong business, Jenny.
Yes, we are.
Okay, we're going to just see how
But anyway, we've had a great time with some of our people here doing this with the craft beer thing. We've had a chance to meet some great people, got a chance to taste some great stuff.
Mm-hmm. And you went out to...
Went out to Timekeepers.
Yep.
I got there at the wrong time, but I sampled the bourbon, which was enjoyable. I will say
I
that.
I bet it was.
It was.
Oh, this is going to be fun. So we got a good one coming in here. OB Brow House.
Brew.
No, it's Brow.
Brow, Brew.
Okay, thank you. It is Brow.
Yes, okay. Sir. You get the big chair, Chris.
All right. Awesome. All right.
So what are you riding out there?
Oh, C43 AMG. It was doing great until I hit the stoplight for like 7 minutes. Just like a block before here.
Well, yeah, welcome to Green Bay.
Yeah, we've done many, many shows on the lights in Green Bay, but we're happy to.
They're the worst. Chime in.
They're the worst.
They're the worst.
I mean, thought I had something in my car, a sensor that turned them red.
The worst. I'll tell you what, though, it could have been worse. You could have had either the train or the bridge.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I hit both.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure, though. I couldn't see that far ahead.
Getting around these, like, I don't know, 5 square miles of downtown Green Bay could be an adventure.
Too many lights. Anyway, welcome.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
We're excited about this whole this Top Craft pick. And your place, tell us a little bit about it.
Introduce yourself, Chris.
Yes.
Well, my name is Chris. I'm the owner of OB's Brow House at 523 West College Avenue, downtown Appleton. I actually purchased a business from a family, from my brother Frank. I'm adopted. I tell everybody I came with the building. Just easier that way. So I've been the owner for about 3.5 years now. And actually, the restaurant has been in the family since 1928. It originated in Germany.
In your family?
I tell people I came with the building.
But in the same connection.
Yeah, okay.
They've been consistently in business since 28.
Yeah.
Like, that's quite a
That's wild, ain't it?
There's just not a lot of that around here.
So it's about as authentic as you can get.
Wow.
They came over 26 years ago, brought the recipes with them and stuff, and we've been going strong.
From Germany?
Then. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so tell me about... Admittedly, we're coming down to see you, but we haven't been there, you know, and so the ambiance there, what's it like?
So, that's funny that you asked that. So it's not, traditionally German, like there's no Lederhosen on the wall and like tubas and stuff like that. You know?
Okay, this is the number one complaint.
It's not even a complaint. Everyone's like, the service is wonderful. The food is fantastic. The beer is phenomenal. And then they expect blue and white tablecloths and stuff. But we decided to go the modern route with like the outdoor facades and like the old war Germany where they have crisscross like thatcheting on the front of the houses and stuff.
All right.
So we went with that style.
Would you like a picture of somebody in Lederhosen? Because we got a picture of him in Lederhosen.
I think it's too early.
He looks like a yodeler. He'd be perfect, right, Todd?
I'll get it. We'll blow it up and you can hang it.
Yeah. Oh, good. Great. Yeah, I'll put it right in the dining room.
They'll curb their appetite and you won't sell anything. Certainly will. So don't do that, right?
I don't want to look like that in Lederhosen.
Nah.
All right, so, but it is, even though it may not look like Mater's.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly it.
But
yep.
That is cool when you walk in there, but it doesn't look like that, but the food is just as good.
And yeah, the food is phenomenal.
Tell us about some of your food, please.
Yeah, so we specialize actually in schnitzels. So all a schnitzel is, for anyone out there listening that doesn't know, you take a pork loin, you clean it up, you cut a piece off, and then you beat the crap out of it with a hammer. And so you tenderize it till it's nice and thin, you lightly bread it, and then you pan fry it.
Right.
That's a Wiener Schnitzel.
That's nice.
And so we do different types of schnitzels. Like, for example, we have a Wiener Schnitzel called the Jäger Schnitzel. So we do the Wiener Schnitzel, and then we make a fresh white wine mushroom cream sauce to put on top of the schnitzel.
Oh, that sounds phenomenal.
Yes. Well, great. One that's really
you
popular.
Had me at white cream mushroom sauce there, buddy.
No. Like this would be something like that. We have one called the Holstein. So we do a Wiener Schnitzel, and it's so simple, but the flavor is phenomenal. So we do the schnitzel, and then we do 3 sunny side eggs on top. That's it.
Wow.
Lightly seasoned is phenomenal. It's so simple, but it's
where do you get all your recipes?
So like I said, they've been passed down through the family. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I can't take credit for them, but I can take credit in the fact that I practice them.
There you go. How about the cabbage sides?
Oh, the cabbage. Yeah, we have rotkraut. We have
sauerkraut. Back up. What was that?
Red cabbage, rotkraut.
Oh, rotkraut. Yeah. I think you said goat kraut.
No, geez. Okay. Sorry. No, we of course we have spätzle. Of course, we have croquettes. And then we have, like French fries. We do German fries, which is a sliced potato sauteed with onions, paprika,
Todd said
bacon.
You guys really changed things around a little bit as far as revamping it, more of a night vibe too, correct?
That's why we don't look like Mater's.
That's what I mean. Go ahead and explain that if you don't mind.
So we had to come up with a balance. So with the restaurant, I also have, we brew our own beer. That's why I'm on right now. But we also specialize in nightlife too. So every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we actually turn into a nightclub. And we do all sorts of shows and stuff like that. Like we've had DJ Paul from 3-6 Mafia. We've had, what's the guy that does, because I got high up, throwing a blank, Afro Man. That's who.
Oh, I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
We are big, big fans right of Afro Man.
Oh, yeah, he's been in here a couple of times.
Oh, yeah, we love him.
Yeah. So, you know, we got all sorts of artists. We also specialize in, like, EDM or electronic dance, too. So, a lot of people, they have no idea that, like, that's the restaurant customers, they have no idea that we also do that. And it's also the flip, too. So a lot of my nighttime customers, like, they'll come and party a little too hard. And they'll be like, oh, I lost my entire life at your club. Did you find it? And I'm like, yeah, I got your keys. And then they'll come, and then they look around. They're like, am I in the right place? And I'm like, yeah.
Wow, that's kind of neat. That's very neat.
All right, so you got these two venues, and we got to get to the most important part, but you've got the restaurant with great German food. You've got the area for really unique entertainment, it sounds like.
Yeah.
But what about the craft beers? Are you the brewmaster?
So also, I cannot take credit for that.
We take credit for everything.
Did somebody give you that car? I mean, somehow you earn a living doing something here, my friend.
Yes. I found the car. Yeah. They're still looking
somebody
for it.
Somebody left it.
Yeah, they're still looking for it.
I can't take credit for that car.
Yeah, no. So I've been there for 16 years. So I learned all the recipes, how to cook them, perfect them. As far as like our brewmaster, funny story is actually we met him because he liked the food so much at the old restaurant about 16 years ago, because we had a few different locations, and he's like, yo, I make, you know, I brew my own beer, it's really good. And we're like, Steve, you're drunk.
He's like, I know.
He's like, yeah, I know. And then he brought it in and we tried it and we're like, holy crap, Steve, like, this is awesome.
Really?
And yeah, like, the guy's phenomenal. His name's Steve Olson. Just guy's incredible. He was such a pleasure to work with, and he's so passionate about beer. He's the type of guy that, like, he will go through the entire state like a beer walk, but he'll have somebody drive him to all of, like, the beer festivals. And then he'll end up back by me going, Chris, I went to this, that, and we're going to do an Imperial Pilsner now. And it's like, you know, so it's great because, like, you know, what we did there is we started only with, like, a few beers, right? We started with the first beer that we tried from him, which is our Doppelbock. And we started to brew a lager, Pilsner, Hefeweizen. And he was so easy to work with. We wanted to stick with, like, the Germans that come in, that they'd have the beer and they'd be like, yeah, this tastes like home. Right. But we also had to strike the balance with Americans because they're used to drinking water, basically. And
it's a lot stronger?
It's not stronger. It's got a lot more flavor and body to
it. Okay, so, yeah.
You know, it's kind of a shock to people. So we had to brew some beers and make a little changes to accommodate for that, to get them used to the flavors. And, you know, 16 years ago, people weren't beer connoisseurs like they are now.
Right.
You know, so, like, back then, people that were like, oh, yeah, IPA, I'm a beer connoisseur. It's like, yeah, okay.
Right. No, I've been to Oktoberfest in Germany.
Yeah.
What beer is that? Like, what would be comparable to that, what you guys would serve?
So, honestly, like, in Germany, you when you go, from my understanding, because I haven't been yet, you know, I really want to go, and I'm sure my brother's going to take me someday. But basically, you just basically say a light or dark beer. So it's whatever they have on tap, either light or dark. But in the case of, you know, Oktoberfest, they're serving Oktoberfest.
Right.
So that's basically how it goes there. Each town or village has its own little brewery, from my understanding. And then when you go to the tap house or wherever you're going to go to eat, they'll ask if you want light or dark.
But that's the whole tubas and all that other stuff. I mean, that's quite the and you're not like that. And I think that's kind of cool that you're that confident in your food and your beer.
Here's one thing he needs. We're not trying to tell you how to do your business.
You can drive. He's driving what he's driving.
Okay, you got to get one of those girls, one of the waitresses that they have at the Oktoberfest in Germany. If you've ever seen stronger human beings, these girls that carry about six of the biggest mugs ever in one hand.
Man. They contract them in from other countries.
Do they?
Yes. Really?
Yes, Russia?
Yes. Like, yeah, from all around. That's so funny that
it's
you mentioned
something
that.
Something to be seen.
Yeah, because Mom, we always talk about that, because Christine, she's always running around with, like, you know, the six steins in her hand and da-da-da. And, I actually didn't know that until a couple of years back. And, you know, she had mentioned it. She's like, yeah, half of those people are contracted in. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, they also need the labor, too. Your brewmaster, does he come up with new recipes? I mean, he must be unbelievably, he showed up to the interview drunk and you hired him. So,
yeah, oh, he was great. Yeah. Yeah. The guy's got a full-time day job. Like, it's incredible. Oh, wow. Oh yeah. He's an incredibly intelligent guy. He's so easy to work with. Like, and when it comes to, like, you know, tweaking the beers, once we got to that spot, we just, we know, we're like, right, that's it, we're done. But, you know, he was such a great guy to work with. Like, I mean, there's nothing.
It sounds like great. Do you package this?
So, yeah, we used to. We used to do bombers, those big 32-ounce right. beer bottles. You know, and at the time, you know, we had the restaurant going and all of these things. We're quite busy because you got to look at it. I got, like, basically three businesses right. under one roof.
Yeah, that's where I was going to get at.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah, and so for me to have the time to be able to do those things, it's just not possible anymore. And it only really, like, sold when we were there physically promoting it, which is unfortunate. But everyone, like, they'll come in, get growlers to go and stuff. Yeah. Like, yeah, that's always an option.
That's your takeout. All right. That makes sense.
You have to switch gear. You have to wear, like, three different hats.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. You seem like you have the energy for it.
That's five shots of espresso in that coffee. And it's every day. My doctor says I have a problem, but it's only a problem if I'm dead.
Oh, that's awesome. This is great. Chris, how do you I want to pronounce your last name two different ways.
Sure. It's Nellis.
It is Nellis. Yes. Okay. Chris Nellis. The Brow House. Am I pronouncing that right? Brow?
Mm-hmm.
Brow House.
Yes.
And this is one of our top craft picks in Mino and the Mayor where you can vote for it. Todd, can you give the instructions on that, please?
Very easy. All you got to do is go to our website, wgbw.fm or wiss.fm. Click on the Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick and choose OB Brow House. And then, boom, you click on it, you're in. They are voted for. And right. you got a shot to win a great grand prize, too, which we'll talk about later.
And the address, I mean, we've been by your place. I got to get in there.
What's that?
Where your address? Where are you looking
at? Oh, we're located at 523 West College Avenue. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yep, in Appleton, Wisconsin. I think everybody knows where your place is.
It's a happening place.
It is.
It's a happening area.
It's quite busy.
It's phenomenal. We got to set a quick break. Can you stick around, Chris?
Yeah.
All right, stick around. Back with more right after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, you're hey, Margie, you get the old man out there on the floor. You got to cut a rug there. And a girl.
It's complaining. This is the German restaurant. Now, I don't think that guy would talk like that music. About the club. Yes.
Yeah.
I grew up watching this every Sunday morning.
Yeah, we don't play this after 10.
Chris Nellis, the brew house, the bro.
OB Brow House.
Oh, yeah, that's so good. That. OB Brow House.
Yeah.
Brow House.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it means actually brew house in brew English. House. Yeah,
right. Right.
Hey, College Avenue.
You know, I've done something you haven't done. Then I was at Oktoberfest. Oh, yeah, and not only that. I don't know what town it was in Germany, but I actually got on stage and talked to the people.
Really,
I got to be friends with the band. Okay, that was playing, and they say, "Hey, we want you to come up and say hello from America." You know, so I get up there on stage at Oktoberfest in Germany.
Yeah,
thousands of people, or whatever. And I wanted to say, I love Germany.
Oh.
And I said, Ich bin Deutschland, which means I am Germany.
Deutsch. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're close. Yeah, yeah.
Close enough.
Stunned. It was stunned silence.
Yeah.
And then finally somebody, yeah. Okay, then. Thank you for being here, Johnny.
Yeah, yes. That probably didn't make you feel too good.
Didn't make me feel good at all. But you know what? I was offered $100 for the shirt I was wearing. I was wearing a Harley Davidson shirt from Vandervest.
Oh, really?
And people want that shirt so bad, you can't believe it.
Really?
So if you ever go to Oktoberfest, wear like a motorcycle shirt, you'll make a lot of money.
Really? If you ever go back to Germany, bring some Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper?
Yes.
Why is that?
They love that stuff.
Really?
It's hard to get, I guess.
Oh.
I don't know. My brother told me. He's like, yeah, this stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, tell us more about what you got coming up at your great place.
We just got done with Restaurant Week, doing a three-course menu option of all of our popular menu items. You know, I got a really big show coming up here on March 18th. That one's going to just be packed. You're not going to be able to walk. It's sold out.
Really?
Yeah. So,
rap?
It is hip hop. We have an artist, we have a local showcase of 12 different openers. Neo is actually one of them. I believe he was on your show.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Yep. you know, and then I think we got like Neil
may have made his professional debut on this show.
I think he did, because then he was going from here over to the park for a show during the day. So he was brand new. I mean, nobody knew who he was.
Yeah, we loved him.
Yeah, no, he's great. Yeah, yeah, he's great. He's the funny part was he was trying to perform at my club, and it got to me that he wasn't 21 yet.
Oh, he's not.
Yeah, no, he just turned 21. Yeah. Right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, the nice thing is though, like, you know, if they're like with a parent, they can, you know, perform. I try to, you know, obviously if they're performing, they can be in the club. But I prefer obviously to have a legal guardian or adult with them.
Sure.
So by policy, for me personally, they can't perform until they're 21. So, usually, yeah.
I mean, you got things going on. You said that concert's coming up on the 18th.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to hear. We're talking about the draft. Are you hearing anything leading into the draft at all? You gonna do something special for some of the 300,000 people that are going to be here?
Yeah, so I hear that Green Bay is allowing bars to stay open until 4, I
don't think, you know what, I don't, yes, they're trying to. I don't know that, that's not Green Bay's decision, that's a state's decision, so I don't know if that.
Is it really?
Yes. I got to find out about that, because you're not the first person that asked.
Yeah, because I thought I read something about that.
I know, but they want to.
But as far as the draft, I have a group of different promoters. I work with all, like, 5 or 6 different promoters, and he wants to put together like a female artist showcase, I believe, during the draft.
Oh,
yeah. So, cool. Yep, where he'll bring in artists from female artists from like Milwaukee, Green Bay, you know, wherever, and do a party that way.
But
do
a draft party. Cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So. Yeah, I think you got to find your little niche, and you know, you can probably do pretty well financially if you can just get that hook in them. And there's, we need to showcase what's unique, right?
Yes. I mean, 100%.
We don't need Target and Walmart. We need need places like yours,
exactly,
and this Booyah and some of these other things that you're hearing about.
Yeah, yeah.
So. I don't think there's a place in the country that is completely authentic as you can possibly get in German food by day and rap artist by night.
Yeah, no. And the crazy part is, you know, we don't even specifically, like, we do have always have hip hop usually, but like we've had, you know, we do live bands and we do electronic dance music. It's all over. Like
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. It is. It's great. I'm one of the few people that can say I get like every walk of life through my
door.
From celebrities to politicians to, you know,
who's the biggest celebrity you've ever had? Because I've never been there yet.
Oh my God. I mean, we had Eddie Lacy, James Starks.
Okay. No disrespect. No disrespect.
Okay.
Maybe you should have kept Eddie away from the schnitzel.
I think it was our fault. I do. 100%. I tell people this as a joke. I'm like, I think we're the reason he got a little.
Because I know a guy whose main job was to keep his weight under a certain amount.
You know.
And he just couldn't do it.
Yeah, I'm not going to. Yeah. I'm going to, you know, Eddie, I'm sorry if I'm outing you here in your activities in the past.
He had an appetite.
He
liked really good food.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
You know, and, you know, as everyone has that, though. You know, everyone likes good food and, you know, a good time. So some people more than others.
Well, this would be fun. I mean, I want to get there, and I'm sure you're going to get a lot of votes on this
I want to come for your food.
Me too. So
I would love that.
And what time do you start serving? Tell me about your hours down there on College Avenue.
So we serve dinner service from 4 to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. So anytime there. We also do a Friday fish fry as well. And then Friday, Saturday, between 9 and 10, what we do is we take out all the tables and chairs and we store them away and then open everything for the nightlife.
Outstanding, yeah. Man. This is great.
Quite the entrepreneur.
I guess.
I love it.
Well, I can't take credit for it all. Again, like, you know,
I've
been doing it for 16 years with my brother Frank. So.
1928.
Yes.
Go ahead and talk about that again one more time if you don't mind.
See, I wasn't alive.
Unfortunately, I almost was.
So, yeah, you know, the family has had the restaurant since 1928, and they just passed it along, you know, through the generations and just obviously improved over time. And, you know, what happened was there's a couple army bases over in Germany. And 26 years ago, a gentleman named Tom Haves, he owns Sunshine Auto, was stationed there, and he fell in love with the family. He happened upon the place. He's like, yo, I'm going to bring you back to Germany, Eddie. And that's what he did. And then Eddie came over with Tom. They started a place, and then Eddie brought over the family one by one over a course of a couple of years. And that's how the restaurant came here.
Should have sent them our Eddie back, Eddie Lacy. Hey, this is great having you, Chris. We're going to stop at your place. Thank you so much for being part of this.
Thank you for having
me. Mine on the Mares, top craft pick. Check them out. Thanks for being here, brother.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Back in tomorrow morning. See you.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.